Welcome everybody to explore Pirkei Avos as we begin to learn through the ethics of our fathers. A Masechta of Mishnayos called Pirkei Avos, which deals with ethics and morals and our relationships with other people, Torah, Musar. It's a very unique Masechta, it's a very unique tractate, whereas all other Masechtas and Shas deal with laws, halachas, what we're allowed to do or not allowed to do in the various details. This Masechta uniquely deals with ethics, morals, and the way we live our life on an ethical and moral basis. Which is one of the reasons why there's a custom to learn Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos as a preparation for Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the time when we will once again receive the Torah. Because we have a principle called Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, that a prerequisite to having Torah, a prerequisite to serving Hashem, is to make sure that we're good human beings, that we're good people, that we have morals, that we have ethics. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that what's said in this Masechta doesn't come from the Torah. It's all Torah. Everything comes from Torah. Our ethics and our morals also come from Hashem. It's not just how we put on tefillin or how we keep Shabbos comes from Hashem. The way we live our life, the way we relate to other people also comes from Hashem. In fact, it's very much emphasized in the very first Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, where the first Mishnah discusses the transmission of Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, and it says, Moshe kibul Torah misinai. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai and gave it to Yeshua, and then went on to all generations. Why does this Masechta start off with the transmission and how Torah was transmitted from God to Moshe, to Yeshua, etc.? And the Mefarshim explained, because it's coming to tell us that you would think that this Masechta maybe doesn't come from Har Sinai. All the other Masechtas deal with halachas, deal with laws. Of course, that comes from God. Who else came up with them? But these things of ethics and morals, maybe it's the rabbis who came up with them. You know, every religion has their moral code and their ethical code. Comes the first Mishnah and teaches us, no, everything that a Jew does comes from Torah, which means it's divine, including the ethics and morals that are discussed in this Masechta. It's just that we learn this Masechta as a preparation for Shavuos because it's so important that during this time of Sfiras HaOmer, we work on our character, we work on what's called our midos, our character, our emotions, the way we deal with other people, and the way we live our life on an ethical and moral levels. Therefore, we're going to learn through Pirkei Avos. The way it's done usually is that between Mincha and Ma'ariv on Shabbos afternoon, we learn a chapter every week. So this past week, we learned chapter 1. This coming Shabbos, we're going to be learning chapter 2. What I want to do is I want to focus every week on that week's chapter, but because we didn't do anything on chapter 1, we'll discuss today and tomorrow Perek Aleph, and then from then onwards, we'll do the Perek of that week. So today I want to analyze chapter 1, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6, that says as follows. Yoshua ben Prachya ben Nitai Harabeli kiblu mehem. Yoshua ben Prachya and Nitai Harabeli received from them. The way this chapter works is it goes through various pairs of rabbis that received from other pairs of rabbis, like Hillel and Shammai, for example. So here it's talking about Yeshua ben Prachya and Nitai Harabeli. They received from the previous rabbis. Yoshua ben Prachya Omer, Yoshua ben Prachya says, Asei l'cho rav, make for yourself a teacher, a rav. Ukne l'cho chaver, and acquire for yourself a friend. Vavidonis kola odom l'kafschus, and judge every person favorably. What's the idea of this Mishnah? So on a simple level, this Mishnah is coming to teach us that a person cannot live life, cannot live an ethical or moral life based on their own assumptions and their own conclusions. We are all biased, we all love ourselves, and we all sort of overlook our own flaws, and therefore every decision that we make is sort of colored and sometimes can be confused with our own biases. And therefore it's so important that we live life guided by people outside of us. And therefore we need to have relationships with other people. Now some things need to be decided and we need to consult with someone who's higher than us, like a rav, like a teacher, someone we can look up to as a role model. Some people, some decisions in life need to be discussed with someone that's an equal to us, someone that's a friend, someone that knows you very well, someone that's more on your level. Depends which things in life, but the bottom line is we need to be guided and directed by other people. How do we ensure that we have a good rav and we have a good friend? That's the third statement of the Mishnah. Vavidonis kol adam l'kafschus. You have to judge everyone favorably. If you start judging people not favorably, you'll never have a teacher and you'll never have a friend because no one will be good enough for you. You'll be able to find fault in anyone. Therefore, we have to look upon people in a favorable way. Even if someone is imperfect, we can still learn from them and we can still be guided by them. But I want to focus on that last statement. We need to judge everyone favorably. Even if we think that perhaps they're doing something wrong, we need to try and find how they're not doing, how we can judge them favorably. What's the idea here? So the Tiferes Shlomo asks a question. He says, what's the point of this exactly? God knows everything. God knows if someone did something wrong or something right. What difference does it make the way I judge them? I don't know what this person did. I can assume they did something wrong. I can assume they did something right. But isn't that irrelevant? Isn't it irrelevant that what I say? Doesn't God know the truth? And the Tiferes Shlomo, the Radomsker Rebbe, is an unbelievable thing. He says, this Mishnah is coming to teach us the power of the Jew. That when we look at someone else and we judge them favorably, that, so to speak, affects how God judges them. In other words, how God judges another person is very much dependent how we judge them. When we look at someone with a good eye, when we look at someone in a favorable way, God will judge them as well that way. When we look at someone in a negative way, God will judge them negative as well. So it shows the power that we have, the way we look at another human being. We need to be very careful. Obviously, if someone's evil and someone's bad, they're evil and they're bad. But we're talking about good people, generally speaking. The person's a good person. They may have done something which is a little bit not so good. Let's try and judge them favorably, because then God will also judge them favorably. There's a beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes. And he says, if you look at the words here, it's a little bit strange. It says, Vavidon es kol ha'odom lekafschus, which literally can be read as, judge the person favorably. It should have said, Vavidon es kol odom lekafschus, judge every person, not every or all the person. Should have said, kol odom, not kol ha'odom. And as Sfas Emes shares with us, this is a formula and a recipe how we should judge someone favorably. And this is so important, especially in today's society. Many times you look at someone, they do something wrong, and we define the person by that thing. We say, oh, well, this person said something wrong, they said something offensive, they did something wrong, they perhaps, you know, went outside the lines of what society considers to be good. Whatever the case is, everyone, no one's perfect, everyone does wrong things. And what we do is we label the person. This person now is a bad person. They're terrible people. We have to write them off. We can't talk to them. I can't be friends with them. I can't do it. I can't deal with them at all. Says the Sfas Emes, the Mishnah is telling us, Vavidan es kol ha'odom. Judge the whole person. Doesn't say every person. It says kol ha'odom. Judge the whole person. Look at the whole person and you'll see they have good things as well. Everyone has something that we can learn from. Everyone has something good about them. When you have a friend that perhaps did something that you don't think is good, look at their good qualities. Look at kol ha'odom. Look at the entire person. And through that, you'll be able to judge them favorably. Have a wonderful day.